melting snows up north, we get high water in this part of the country. You don't have time to run off. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't mean that the water's going to run clear off way out here somewhere. It just goes down and the earth turns and it comes back up. Mm-hmm. Well, in 24 hours, it makes it pretty fast. Mm-hmm. 24 hours is a fast time if you stop and think about for an earth to turn. Mm-hmm. And so then in the summer months, in the late latter part of March, all of April, and part of May, on each side of the Mississippi River, there's water. The Mississippi River comes on out and floods different places, especially out at Ferris Mill and Tomato and Armrail and all that away.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, like these tributaries and things, do they cut
ditches?
Cut ditches and
yes, and they have a way of washing away the land, and that makes the stream wider. Mm-hmm. And the more it washes away, the wider it makes the stream. Mm-hmm. That's why the Mississippi is so wide now. It's eating out on this side, mm-hmm. but it's building up on that side. Mm-hmm. But it's eating out faster than it's building up. Mm-hmm. That's why they're building those long ramps out there, and they're digging the sand and taking it away in some places where it won't come down. Well, he's still with us.
Yeah.
Are we bothering you?
Yes.
Why?
Right now.
All right.
You got two big mouth women in here.
Yeah. Well, I'll talk a little lower and you can go to sleep now. It's time to go to sleep.
Okay.
Is it 3:30?
3:30.
Oh, well, that's not bad. You take a little nap.
Well, did they have any thing like ravines that deep?
I don't think you'd find that around here. There's not enough rock in places. Yeah.
What about gullies?
Shallow. Well, no, you can get a gully in your yard almost.
Yeah,
it's just to where it's where water comes in with such great force it washes the ground away.
Mm-hmm.
We do have, not in Tennessee, to have gullies.
Mm-hmm.
They break out of the levee, and the water runs, there's no break out of the levee, mm-hmm. but they find a place to get out at. And that's why when they sandbag places to keep it from breaking to make washout
mm-hmm.
places,
mm-hmm.
same as a washout, and a mm-hmm. gully's about the same thing. You don't hear the word too much anymore because it's not used anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And when they sandbag those levees to keep them from breaking, the only thing is when the levee breaks, it just burns water everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it would be better if they let the levee break. It's just bad on the person closest to it,
mm-hmm.
because then it run off quicker.
Mm-hmm.
The other way, it's like having a cake in the oven. You're not deciding whether you want to take it out an hour away if you want to cook a little longer. You're kind of at tension.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But people don't like now up in Missouri. They every once in a while the levee breaks up there, but they think it's on purpose to get rid of the water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. That isn't my say. So it's just what I hear.
Well, how far is Dyersburg from here?
Well, the old saying in "As the Crow Flies" is 31 miles to our farmhouse. But you go from here, Highway 61, to get to the Cooter Turnoff. That's the name of a little crossroad. And you go through 13 curves to get to the Mississippi River. It's actually about 14 miles if you just go straight like this
mm-hmm.
to the river.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go about 14 more, I guess, all together, time you make the curves. But if you go straight through,
mm-hmm.
it's shorter.
Mm-hmm. It'd be shorter.
Uh-huh, but you can't go straight through. There's no way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get this big bridge across.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have to go to Corrales for it to get across it. But you will put you there some 25 minutes sooner because you'll be on interstate.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be good.
But I like to go across the ferry. I don't mind going on the ferry.
Oh, ferries are fun.
Yeah, I like to go to the ferry. I've ridden the ferry quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I take my car and go. I can go there myself.
Mm-hmm.
He don't like to go too much, mm-hmm. but I like to go and see everybody. I like going to Sundays because it's when my boys at church and when I can see
mm-hmm.
Everybody then. 102-3 people mm-hmm. that I know all of them when we lived over there. Of course, we didn't live there very long.
Mm-hmm. Well, are there any mountains anywhere close?
Yeah, we have mountains. You ought to know about that. Up around Mountain, up around in nothing around here.
I mean,
we're just flat as an Indian's head.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.